welcome. Good morning, everyone. This is Reverend Koyo Kubosa here as your host for Live Dharma Sunday for, gee, what day is today? August 21st. And I'm broadcasting this morning from my son Tate's place in Redwood City, which is about half an hour south of San Francisco. Adrian and I and the dog drove up from Central California, Fresno area, up to the Bay Area a few days ago because this weekend we were observing the seventh year memorial service for Adrian's father, and Adrian's two sisters are here, and we had a luncheon gathering yesterday at a Chinese restaurant, and as part of the luncheon, we had a memorial service to observe their father's seventh year memorial service. And this morning, I slept at my son Tate's place with the dog. And this morning, get up, take the dog out. He does his business, number one. Number two, he eats his breakfast, and he's all set. And I was thinking, the idea that has been in my mind right now is, how simple, how basic. The dog does his business, gets his food, and he's ready to meet the day, whatever the day may bring. How basic. We humans complicate things a lot, but that's what it's all about. Well, I'd like to introduce our guest today, Muyo Ken Swanson from Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. And he's a Right Dawn lay minister, also in law enforcement, and long career there, and he's going to retire soon and relocate to the Northwest Seattle area. So without further ado, for today's Dharma Glimpse, Muyo-san.
Good morning. Earlier this summer, Jennifer and I made our second trip to the place in Washington State to make sure that this is where we want to retire and move to. The town and its residents seem to be in harmony with the sea, the mountains, and the forest. We are very comfortable there, and it seems like we have already made connections there that we haven't made here in Wisconsin. It seems more like home than where we are right now. The town has its own resident herd of mule deer that walk through the town eating grass, plants, and anything else that grows. They know they will not be hunted or harmed. In Buddhism, we learn how to live in harmony with nature and not try to control or fight it. It seems like in the last few years, we've been fighting the elements here in Wisconsin, like the snow, the cold of winter, the floods, the heat, the bugs, and like from the Wizard of Oz, lions, tigers, and bears. It's interesting. Reb Anderson writes in our Zen calendar for Saturday, August 20th, the fundamental delusion of human beings is the belief that we exist separately and independently from the rest of the universe. Here we are thinking there is a better place for us somewhere else. We won't have the extreme cold and snow in winter. We won't have the hot, humid summers and the mosquitoes. But in reality, we will always have something to gross about. If we don't accept it, accept what we have this moment. It's not a good plan to think that the grass will always be greener somewhere else. It's also not a good plan to think we will automatically be happy when we leave our jobs and retire. It's better to think that we have the day is the best day that we have. Like our grandfather, Reverend Gome Kobosi, said, every day is a good day, and he didn't set any conditions to that. I'd like to close with another saying from a Zen master of another kind, Groucho Marx. I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it. May it be so, and thank you, and have a good day.
Well, that's great. Very simple, very direct, very basic. And, you know, on that theme, I was thinking about our organization name, Bright Dawn. You know, how we meet the day. The morning, early morning, is a very special time. I suppose, you know, the middle of the day is when we're busy with day's activities and sunset, winding down. They all have their special qualities. But the beginning, right in the dawn, it holds the promise of the day, and we're a little sleepy. It seems like we're alone, and, you know, not many people up yet. Go outside. The universe is just sort of waking up. And morning is usually cool. You know, even if you live in a hot area, it's quiet and cool, and you wake up, you're rested, you're not, you don't have anything. You're in a sense, you're just empty in the sense of being ready for whatever the day may bring. Walk outside, take the dog and go walking down our gravel driveway. It's a long driveway on our property, about 300 feet, so I have to walk to the foot of the driveway to go pick up the newspaper. That's how we start. I start every day. And it certainly is a bright dawn. As I walk along the gravel driveway, my feet are crunching on gravel rocks. And that reminds me that yesterday, as I mentioned, we had a memorial service. And part of it was I brought some rocks from my collection and used them as part of the service in conjunction with the reading, The Dharma is My Rock. And everybody came up, and after they offered incense, I had a basket and I had quite a few, you know, small rocks in there. And these rocks I brought when we used to live in the Midwest. Every morning I'd go for a walk on the lakefront, and oftentimes take the dog, and they have a nice dog beach in Evanston. And again, in the morning, it's deserted, nice sandy beach. And Lake Michigan, of course, is like an ocean. You can't see the other side. A large body of water, and the waves come in and wash up some rocks on the sandy beach. Only a few, maybe only three or four, I come across, and I pick up these rocks and put them in my pocket and And then over the years, you know, quite a number of rocks. And so I used them. I began to use them as a spiritual tool. Mindfulness practice of making gratitude offerings when we went on any trips, any place. I'd pack up a few of these rocks from home and carry them in my pocket. And then, for example, when we went on a cruise to Alaska, this was our last big trip with Adrian's parents. Her father wanted to, you know, go on an Alaskan cruise. He was a great traveler and wanted to see certain sites that he had in mind. So we and extended family and relatives, we went on this Alaskan cruise about 10 years ago or so, and see all kind of, one time we took a helicopter and landed on the Mendenhall Glacier, and I left a little rock on that glacier, on the stern of the ship as looking at the wake of the big ocean liner, you know, cruise ship, to throw a rock out there, kind of a gratitude offering. To really appreciate the moment, to appreciate the beauty of nature. What you offer is not the important thing. You know, a rock is nice because you could carry it around, it won't break or leak, or and you could leave the offering and it won't pollute, you know, part of nature. Rocks are very basic, very simple, along with my theme. Simplicity and basicness, and then I started to use these rocks as part of as memorial offerings, not just gratitude offerings, but as a mindfulness tool when we do memorial services or familial services at the gravesite. I don't know the story behind how in the Jewish tradition they used to put rocks on the tombstones, the exact meaning there, but must be something similar about nature, about the earth. So I've been using these rocks, and so I brought them and we used them yesterday. And I had written the reading of Dharma's My Rock. It's a takeoff from, because once I'm starting to think about the connection with Dharma and rocks, all kind of associations developed over the years to kind of make that connection, you know, very diverse and varied and richer. I hear the song, Like a Rock, and for that Chevy commercial. I said, hey, that's right in the with the meaning that my life is putting onto Dharma rocks. And isn't that kind of a neat thing whenever I say Dharma rocks? There's another meaning of that word, rocks. And it fits in. Yeah, the Dharma rocks. That's right. And so all these kind of things make me smile and give me teachings. I thought that the rocks, Dharma rocks, were very appropriate too for our memorial service yesterday, because Mr. Kimura, Adrian's father, he was a landscape gardener, and he loved outdoors, he loved nature, but he was a very simple man, soft-spoken, very solid, dependable, very grounded, like a rock. And a rock is kind of still, in a sense. It's just there. Like the calm, cool, quiet morning of a bright dawn. Not very complicated, very simple, very direct, very basic. If we could take that kind of a feeling, which I think is at the core of spirituality, actually. So for me, this weekend, yesterday's service, and using the Dharma rocks, and thinking about bright dawn, and all together, and the rock will symbolize that. It's not the rock itself, but the meaning you put on it. And if it symbolizes or means all those things that I just mentioned, that kind of a groundedness, the kind of a peacefulness, the kind of full emptiness of, well, whatever the day brings, that's fine. That every day indeed is a good day. You know, bring that into one's life. Okay. That's the way we pay tribute to the loved ones that have gone before us. And that was some of my thoughts for today. And I'd like to close the broadcast with just sort of summarizing. I should have had the Dharma is my rock reading handy, but I could sort of remember it. It starts off by saying, you know, many things are happening in my life right now. And but underlying it all, I know that the Dharma is my rock. And it says, I can't remember exactly. The Dharma's whispering, is one stanza that says, the Dharma's whispering, everything is okay. Okay spelled with the capital O. Even when things are not going okay, the second okay spelled with the lowercase O. Okay. Dharma's whispering, everything is okay, even when things are not going okay. You see, the first okay with the big O means the spiritual okay, the absolute okay. No conditions put on it. Whereas the second okay is the relative okay. Okay as opposed to not okay. And the world we live in. So to know that life is okay, even if things are not going exactly as we would like. And indeed, when our hearts are heavy or our eyes are full of tears, and stone therapy can help us see the sustenance of all things. That's another stanza in the reading. Stone therapy. Huh? Rocks and stones can be good therapy for us. The associations and meanings and teachings we find in the rocks. To see the suchness of all things. I won't dwell on the meaning of, well, what is suchness? It's a beautiful word. The reality of life. We're in it. And then reading closes with something like, you know, yes, I will struggle. Yes, things may not turn out exactly as I may wish, but I will go forward with a smile, keep going, because I know the Dharma is my rock. And sometimes I read this and, that reminds me, you know, Richard Daniel Brendan, one of my father's very devoted disciples at the Buddhist Temple of Chicago. His dream was to start a retreat center in the country someplace, and he found a nice property after he retired from some 30 years a director of the Boys Club in Chicago. a nice piece of property up in Plymouth, Wisconsin, a couple hours drive from Chicago, and named the property Bright Dawn Homespread. And when they have retreats up there, one of his rituals is during the retreat stay, everybody finds a rock on the property someplace. And at the closing ceremony, part of it is very formally, individually, each person gets up from nice, quiet sitting meditation group and goes into the little kind of, I won't call it a garden, but right outside the door there, there's a little wooded area next to the house, and you place the rocks there. You kind of make it a rock garden. It was a very natural setting. But over the years, a lot of nice rocks under the trees there. And then after everyone individually has placed their rocks, they go out into that area, out the door there, down the stairs, and right there, and green grass and trees. They form a circle. And as part of the closing ritual, they read, "The Dharma's my rock." And they have just had a rock that they found during that weekend retreat. They had just gone and placed it in the rock garden there. Very nice closing way to close their retreat weekend or whatever it was. That kind of a feeling, I guess, of communion with rocks. And rocks, it's kind of interesting where yesterday, especially at a family memorial service, a lot of times there's little children there. And children are very concrete. You know, it's nice to have show and tell. It's nice to have some kind of object, somebody could hold it in their hand. Huh? That's something simple and direct, not an abstract, highfalutin idea, you know, but something basic, just holding a rock. And I think everybody can relate to that. Afterwards, somebody says, "Yeah, I like rocks. Well, my father, yeah, he used to collect rocks and all this." And I had the thought that, you know, your children especially, they like rocks. They get into it. They say, "Okay, I'm going to pick a rock and just from all these rocks in the basket that I have up." But I was surprised that afterwards I hear in all these comments by adults about how they're relating to the rocks. Not just the children. I hear the comments like, I mean, it's often done in good humor, but, "Hey, I got a real..." I mean, everybody feels that their rock is the best rock. You know that? It's kind of interesting. "Hey, look at my rock. My rock looks like a heart. Can you see that? Hey, mine looks like a star." And they smile. Or someone, again, in good humor, they would say, "Hey, see, your rock is..." "Yeah, but your rock is like sandstone. Mine is a real rock. Looks more like granite." "Hey, sandstone is a rock too, you know." "Well, you know," adults carrying on like this. Or one fellow, Asian cousin, came up to me and says, "Hey, look at my rock. I picked this. It's a white rock. It was the only one there. I got this white rock. Purity, man." And I looked at him and I said, "You wish." And we laughed together. So it's nice, a nice mindfulness spiritual tool to have. And we could do worse. Have the teaching of Dharma rocks. All right. So that's all for today's broadcast. And go get a rock and plant a rock and throw it into your backyard, you know, as an offering of some kind. Have a beautiful Dharma Rock Day. Thank you.